time for you to exchange the shame and the guilt that you've been carrying around. When Jesus said it is finished, not only was the payment for our sin finished, but the guilt and the shame that's connected with that sin is taken care of as well. But some of you continue to carry around the shame. You continue to carry around the guilt. And I want to encourage you right now. Right now is a great time for you to put that in the hands of Jesus. Some people would say if you'll lay it at his feet, and I get it and I understand that. But I'm going to tell you this, if you'll put it in his hands, then you can't take it back.
So good. So good. Such wise words from our very own Pastor Michael Chaney, who's actually going to be preaching tonight at Open Door Church. So make sure you guys can make it out here tonight. It's going to be so anointed. And if you can't make it here in person, listen, join us online just like you're doing right now. We'll be streaming that service online later tonight, starting at 7 p.m. But thank you so much for everyone who is tuning in today, this moment. We believe that you are here for such a time as this. Welcome to The Pulse. I'm Shay Wilbur. I'm the media director of all things Open Door Church. I know you probably came here looking for Pastor Troy Brewer, and I am sorry for that. We are in for him because he is actually out getting some much needed rest. He's on a little Sabbath time with Pastor Leanna. But don't worry, we have an incredible Bible study for you in store today. So you are here for a purpose. I believe God has something special for every single one of you that is tuning in right now. And today is May 6th. That is the fifth month of the year, the sixth day. So I'm going to read you a verse here, Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And I believe if you're watching today and you are hungry for more of the Lord, for a stronger move of him, he is going to fill you today. So stay tuned, buckle up. I'm really excited for you to hear the word that one of our pastors is going to be bringing in just a few moments. So get your Bibles ready. But first, let's welcome the beautiful Rebecca Tamayo to the studio. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a great week. It's been a busy week, kingdom work, being the hands and feet of Jesus. And it's an honor to be here. To be able to be holding down the fort and be the edge of the, what is it?
Tip of the sword.
Yeah. Or the spear.
The spear.
Whatever. All the different things that Pastor Troy has been pouring into us. It's such a great day to be here today.
It really is. And I think people think sometimes like when Pastor Troy and Lana aren't here that we're like bored. And I'm like, we are never bored.
We are not, no.
When they are not here, we are literally... I feel like we actually use it to like get a head start and accelerate into new things. And that's kind of been what's been happening with all the various ministries. I feel like we've had time to even be creative and come up with more ideas and more ways to do media, to raise more funds so that we could rescue more kids. Cause we believe that this year we're going to rescue more kids. Than ever.
And we have an update, but before the update, we want to thank everybody that is tuning in, that is watching. We have Mexico, Brazil, Canada. We have Argentina and New Zealand. Thank you so much. Everybody that's tuning in, please comment, please share where you're watching from. We love to do shout outs throughout the show, and we love to say in-house. I always said every single time, this is a way that you're able to be a media missionary, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Maybe you can't go with us on a mission trip, but you online commenting, resharing, that is you being the hands and feet of Jesus. And this is just another big way through social media that we can spread the word to the nations and make more disciples.
Yeah. Amen. And it's just so cool to be a part of this house with such a history of being the hands and feet of Jesus all over the world. And even here in our own community, you know, even this building was literally given to Pastor Troy and Leanna.
Wow.
This whole property. And that's like a whole miracle story. If you haven't heard of that, you gotta, I know we haven't posted.
We should actually do just like an episode of how Open Door was founded and how the Lord gave him the keys to this building.
Yeah, it's really such an incredible, prophetic, supernatural thing. But speaking of that, we have Mother's Day that's coming up this Sunday. I know we told you about what's happening tonight at Open Door Church. But this Sunday, I wanted you guys to put it on your calendars. It's Mother's Day. And of course, I hope that you're going to church with your mom. But we have Pastor Gloria Gillespie in the house. And she is going to be speaking here. She is the founder of this house. And she is the one that God literally spoke to her and said, give the keys to Troy Brewer. And such an incredible story, but she has been in ministry for years and years. I mean, we were looking up old videos of her from, I think like the 70s.
Yes.
When she was in ministry, like back when TV ministry was really early on. And it's going to be really special having her here to minister as the mother of the house, the OG mother of the house, Gloria Gillespie. So I cannot wait And it's also really cool, I will say, that there are a lot of people, a part of the church still, that were a part of it.
Absolutely.
When it was in her hands completely. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that really speaks to the heart of this house,
yeah.
the unity here, and that God is doing something. Because a lot Absolutely. Of times when leadership changes and that type of stuff changes, people leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really cool to see that there
and
are people that
still
have
here.
Yes, and she's here.
And she's still part of the pastors. I think that's a legacy, and the roots are
such a legacy.
Pretty rooted in there. Like,
yeah,
that
and I
is
think
amazing.
Isn't that the theme of our Mother's Day? Rooted.
Is like Shabby Chic, rooted. And it's just amazing to see her mm-hmm. still showing up. Like, she's yeah. here. She's literally, she preaches yeah. what she talks. She walks what she preaches
yes.
and talks.
I love
so
it.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah,
Sunday.
It's going to be great. So Mother's Day, be here at Open Door Church. I think, are we always also doing family dedications?
I think so.
I think we're doing family dedications or something like this. So we'll be posting about that on social media, but it's going to be a great Sunday. Make sure you get here early, show up in your best, because there's going to be some place that you're going to want to take a picture with your moms. And, you know, if you're a kid and you don't know that, or if you're a husband, listen, I'm telling you right now, your wife will want a photo, a family photo. So don't be like, oh, we got to do this. Maybe you should actually initiate it.
Yes.
Initiate it. Say, hey, let's get a great family photo. We're all awesome. Here at church together. I still have mine from last year. So I remember
that purple suit.
Yeah, the purple suit. So anyway, so much going on in the house, and Rebecca alluded to a rescue update that we wanted to share, because mm-hmm. we told the story of a girl named Rachel. It's probably been a couple weeks mm-hmm. now, and she was sold into slavery at 10 years old. And by 15, she had already been forced to have an abortion, and she was really in forced prostitution. And we rescued her. And the one thing that our team said that it was just so moving is that she was just so grateful, so thankful that she had been rescued. And this is a picture of Rachel that we can show you. She was so thankful to have just been saved, and she couldn't believe it. And of course, you know, it's always awesome to hear that from our teams there. But then the moment that we get to actually go there and meet her and meet them face to face, the rescues. So we sent, well, first of all, we sent a team there, and they were able to FaceTime Pastor Troy. So wow. I love that. It was probably like 4 a.m. wherever he was. But look at him. He looks like his eye holes are leaking. He looks like he's emotional. I know he was so excited to meet her. And he's going to meet her in person, obviously, soon when they get back. But really cool to see her smile. But Ben and Suwanami were able to go there, and they threw her through a party. Oh. And it was just a fun time of celebration. And man, I'm so excited to hopefully we get to go down there and meet her soon.
Yeah,
but what an awesome testimony of God's goodness and the transformation that it's
Amen.
Just weeks ago she was enslaved, and now she is set free. And it's mm-hmm. because people partner with us. It's because people like you partner with us that we are able to do this work, guys, and mm-hmm. we're doing it. It's so real. We're able to go and see the kids and meet them face to face. So, I don't know if you ever wondered, when you partner with ministries and you give to Saving Kids, does it actually happen? Well, this is proof. We have proof every single week. So just stick with us, because we show it all the time. And we are doing the work we are doing. We are being the hands and feet of Jesus all over the world. So this is just the beginning of Rachel's redemption story, and we all get to play a part in it. So thank you to every single person who has sown into this ministry. And if you're feeling the tug on your heart and you want to get involved right now, give us a call, 877-413-0888. 24/7, you can call that line. You can scan the QR code on your screen. You can go to troybrewer.com. and click on give. You can also mail snail mail to the address right there on your screen. So many different ways that you can get involved and be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
And again, we do media so that we can rescue kids.
Absolutely.
And today I'm really excited about the media that we're doing, because we have Pastor Ryan in the house. Mm-hmm. And if you tuned in yesterday, I know you were blessed. It was so good.
It was good.
I love his work.
You're exiting, right?
Yeah.
It will
How you
finish
one
well.
Season and finishing well. And God
dictates.
Removing the grace mm-hmm. from a season, just all of that. There's so much wisdom in
so
that.
So much nuggets.
Yes, so many good nuggets. And today, Pastor Ryan is continuing a Bible study with us. He's going verse by verse in Matthew, focusing on the words of Jesus and his invitation to come close, to draw near. And there's a holy weight to this passage. I really believe that, an Old and New Testament connection that shows us how to trust Jesus with our hurt, our challenges, and our pain.
Wow.
I think sometimes, we feel ashamed of those things. Sometimes sometimes our hurt and the challenges that we face cause us to run from him
Absolutely.
Instead of run to him. And I think we get this thought sometimes that we have to present ourselves a certain way when we come to the Lord. Mm. And while, yes, he is holy and he is sovereign, he just wants us as we are.
Absolutely.
Whether we're hurt, whether we're going through pain, whether we're going through a tragedy in our own life. So I know this is going to really speak to so many people watching. And feel free, as Pastor Ryan is walking us through this, comment as he is speaking. And if something resonates with you, say amen, say yes, put a quote of whatever he said that resonated with you in the caption. Let us know. And we love to see that interaction. And I know it will also bless Pastor Ryan to see that and to see, wow, okay, this is resonating. Because I know he really doesn't take it lightly when he is called to speak and called to minister. And so I know this is going to bless you guys. Pastor Ryan, why don't you take us in?
All right. Well, Open Door, ODX community, all of you joining in. So good to see you back with some more Bible study. Know that one of my favorite things on Sundays and Wednesdays and anytime that I get to see y'all in person, and sometimes it comes in the form of emails or texts, is y'all sharing what it is that God's revealing to you in God's word, whether that be in a Bible study that you're taking or a class, or you're watching some more content on ODX. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the other pastors and all the other leaders here at Open Door. Thank you all for sharing what it is that God's revealing to you. That does a couple of things. One, it just it lets us know that you are doing what it is that God's called you to do. And it's a great encouragement to us. I love it whenever our high schoolers ask their big Bible questions, and they bring their curiosities. And just so that you know where the Lord stands on that, the questions that you have for God are always intended to draw you closer to Him. The questions that you have for God were never designed for them to put distance between you and Him. They were always meant to draw you closer. And so Bible study is a great way that you can show up with your heart surrendered, with your mind surrendered, with every part of you surrendered to His word. And I know that y'all are faithful people. You're faithful people because you understand that wanting to hear God speak and wanting to read God's word are connected, because God's word is His voice. And so we know that anytime we sit down to read the Bible, either with just us and the Lord alone, or we sit down in a Bible study setting like this, we know that God's word is faithful and it'll accomplish exactly what He sets it out to do. Today, I'm going to be sharing what the Lord's been revealing to me in Matthew chapter 11. And I think this is going to go really well for us in 2026, because if you're anything like me, God's begin to call you to pay attention to things that whenever you become aware of something that you weren't aware of before, what that can do sometimes in life is it begins to create a heaviness, a weight, which is totally normal. That's a sign that the Lord's wanting you to see what He wants you to see, to hear what He's wanting you to hear. And sometimes it's just normal that a heaviness comes with that, just because you're aware of what the God of the universe that created you wanted you to become aware of. So I see this personally in things like my parenting and my friendships, serving here at Open Door. There's just things that we become aware of all the time where you hear it, it's just like, ooh, that is heavy. And so there's some heaviness that we experience in life that we go looking for. There's others that catches us by surprise, but we know that God is faithful and nothing catches Him by surprise. So Matthew chapter 11, I'm going to do something a little different that if you join me with Bible study before, where I may set it up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read these verses all the way through. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and grab it. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to begin in verse 25 and read through the end of the chapter. If you have it on your phone, and maybe you're like Pastor Brian Schwartz and you figured out how to highlight scripture on your phone, that's great. Way to go. I'm so glad that you figured that out. That's not me, but it's totally okay if it's you. If you're on your computer or if you have some other software you use or whatever, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. I also have the Christian Standard Bible here. I reference those two in my personal study. But I like the New Living Translation for a couple of reasons. One was because the way that it was prayerfully designed and translated. And the other, the NLT works really well. Now, it reads on a sixth grade level, which might sound humorous to some of you, but what that actually does for us as human beings on this level is that the NLT is great to be read orally. So whenever you're in Bible study, you may notice on Wednesday nights or on Sundays, or at events, that I will preach from the NLT. And the reason I do that is because you're a part of a wide audience and it's just great to be read orally. So if you're wondering, why does Pastor Ryan have the New Living Translation? It's for that, because I'm reading it orally to a group of people, my brothers and sisters. And so here we are. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. It says, "At that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way." Verse 27, My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Okay, verse 28. Then Jesus says, and this is the part that might sound more familiar to many of you, okay? Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 through 30. Father, I pray right now for every person joining in on this study. God, I pray that as we go verse by verse, God, I pray that you would do exactly what it is that you have set to do in the hearts and minds of each person that's joining in, and myself included. Jesus, because we belong to you and our hearts belong to you, the truth is that also means that our minds are your property. And because they're your property, God, you own them. So right now, Father, as we go through this, I pray that you would speak to every single person who's joining in, and I know that you will. God, because you own our hearts, that means that you can move the furniture around in our hearts the way that you want. If you want to change the color on the walls, you can. If you want to fixer-upper it and knock down a wall, open up some space, remove a door, change this window, whatever it is, God, because you own our hearts, you can design them and craft them exactly the way you best see fit. Father, I pray for anybody who's joining in on this and they come in with a heavy spirit. They come in feeling burdened by a responsibility that they have or an opportunity that they're evaluating, or they're a parent and their child is going from elementary school to middle school, from middle school to high school, from high school to what's next. God, I pray that every parent's heavy burden would be lifted as they realize that Jesus, you can help them in every single part of their parenting. God, I pray for any business owners who are joining in that are facing heavy decisions and they're wondering how this math will add up. Father, I pray that you would totally invade their leadership as a business owner and as a business leader. And God, I pray for every sister in Christ who's joining in on this. God, that they would be able to see in a new way what your heart is actually like. And Father, I pray that every brother of mine who's joining in on this will be able to experience what your heart is actually like. God, would you call our attention? Would you call our attention to what Jesus is actually saying and not us assuming that we know what he's saying? Holy Spirit, help us to interpret these verses. Holy Spirit, if you don't help us understand what we're reading, we're not going to be able to understand it. So we thank you for being the best Bible study friend available. Thank you. Thank you, God, for designing it this way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I don't know what you tend to do with heaviness. If you're like me, if I'm facing anything heavy in life, one of the first things that I usually do is I will probably call my dad, who's a great sounding board for me. My dad has that supernatural ability to hear me use 40 minutes of talking about something. And then for whatever reason, and it still irks me now, I can talk for 40 minutes and then he can say a sentence that has four words in it. And it's like, oh, well, why didn't you just tell me that at the beginning? So sometimes whenever I'm experiencing something heavy, I will call him. Being here at Open Door and being a part of the community that we're a part of, I've got people like Pastor Troy, Pastor Brian, a lot of other people that serve on staff here. Brandy Schmoke is another one who has an incredible gifting that I can share this, and this, and she can funnel it down to what actually, and as soon as I have a way of connecting with the people that God's put in my life, it's amazing what can happen to that heaviness. It's almost like it goes from being this heavy, this size, to this heavy, but this size. And it becomes a much more manageable. It becomes much more of me knowing what to do next. And can we be honest? It could be like that for you, that sometimes things that are heavy are things that are confusing. Like once I know what it is that's expected of me, once I know how I'm needed to show up, once I know what people are needing from me, whether it's something to say or something to do, if it's just me showing up with my ears to hear what's going on, once I know that, things that get heavy begin to get lighter. And it's just for me knowing what's actually being said, what's actually being done. Y'all, don't miss it. That's what Jesus is doing here in Matthew chapter 11. He's taking all of this heaviness, and make no mistake, being a disciple of Jesus, there are times where things can get heavy. Jesus is doing this. So look at this at verse 25. At that time, Jesus prays this prayer. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever and for revealing them to the childlike. I don't know how well you do with hidden things, but one of the quickest way for my anxiety to come up is for me to misplace my keys or my wallet. Quickly, my anxiety can go through the roof the minute because on my key ring, I've got a key to the place where I live. I've got a key to my vehicle. I've got a key to the office here at Open Door. I've got a key to where we keep all of our equipment for our students. I've got a key that gets access to several things around here. And if that one keychain goes missing, man, it can really, if those things go hiding, I can really start to have an anxiety buildup. Now, you could be like me, and some of your heaviness could come from anxiety, but I want to pause for a minute because what Jesus is doing here is he's giving us an incredible way to evaluate the difference in us being fearful, having a heaviness in our lives that's fear-based, or having a heaviness in our lives that's anxiety-based, okay? So let me read it again, and then if you have a pen, you have paper, you may want to take notes on this next part. If you're taking notes on your phone, you may want to open up a new tab, a new folder and make notes because we're going to talk about how Jesus addresses the difference in fear and anxiety here in a minute, but I want to read these verses again. It says, "Oh Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever and for revealing them to the childlike." Okay, what Jesus is doing, he's putting two things side by side. He's saying, hey, those that think themselves super wise, super clever, those things are going to be hidden from them. But the ones that are going to be revealed is going to be those who are childlike. Okay, so how many children do you have in your life that you go to them for a wise answer? How many of them do you go to whenever you're looking for them to give you something that's a clever answer? Listen, most of the kids here at Open Door, they just want to find me so that I can give them quarters and they can go get Skittles. They're not looking to connect with me on any type of wisdom level. They're not looking to connect with me on any type. But what's happened is our relationship has grown after something that's really childlike. Jesus is framing this up and he says, hey, if you think that you're going to be able to figure out this heaviness that you have, if you think you're going to be able to figure out the next step with me in terms of your own wisdom or your own cleverness, and it's not going to be because you took on the heart of a child. Guys, children are dependent on everybody else around them. Think about the smallest child. Think about how big the world is for children in your life. Every significant relationship they have is with somebody bigger than them. Every room that they go into is a big room. And for some of you, you may remember the childhood home that you grew up in. If you've ever gone back to visit that home as an adult, you may have this thing where you start looking, you're like, man, this place seems so much small. It seems so big whenever I was a kid. Now I go back to it. This seems really small. I've done that anytime I go into an elementary school to visit, or even if I've visited other schools that I've gone to, I'm like, man, this place seems so, why is that? Hey, because children have a dependency that they live with. Jesus, as our older brother, as the book of Hebrews says, Jesus is calling us to remember, hey, if you think that your own wisdom, if you think your own wisdom or your own cleverness is going to get you access to the Father, it's not going to cut it. What is going to get you access to having a relationship with the Father is that you keep the posture of being childlike. Now, childlike doesn't mean that you're not learning. Childlike doesn't mean that you're not responsible. Childlike doesn't mean that you're not. What Jesus is saying is, hey, those of you that are going to have access to him is those of you who realize that you are dependent on him. Whenever you go to do your taxes, one of the things that they're going to ask each of us is, do you have any dependents? For each of us, if any of us were to evaluate our relationship with Jesus, one of the first boxes we need to check, are you dependent on Jesus? Yes. That's a childlike posture. A childlike posture is, well, I'm dependent on him in the areas where I'm not wise enough. Then I'll depend on him. No. Hey, that is a recipe. That is a recipe for us to experience unnecessary weight, unnecessary heaviness, unnecessary anxiety, unnecessary fear in our lives. The minute we think we can figure it out and we can handle it, it's not a recipe for us to be dependent on Jesus. We have to be childlike. We have to be dependent. The first couple of verses of this is all about that. And it leads to someplace really special because children need to know that they can trust those they're dependent upon. And Jesus is about to break it down in a great way. Let's go to the next verse. It says, yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. Now let's pause. Here's a great verse to pause on. Father, it pleases you to do it this way. Hebrews chapter 11, for those of you familiar with Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, what is the one thing, what is the one requirement that we have to have if we want to please God? And I ask our students this all the time. Hey, do y'all want to please God? Raise your hand if you want to please God. Everybody raises their hand. It's like, okay, how are you going to please God? That's whenever the hands start dropping. I want to please God. I don't know how. The book of Hebrews sets it up like this, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. So God sets this up that, yes, Father, it pleases you. It pleases you to set it up this way, that you are going to have people with a childlike posture who have faith, believing in something, believing in things that they cannot see, that they have a hope for, believing, having a reasonable trust to believe you. He's saying, Father, you are so pleased with it being set up this way. Y'all, please be reminded about this just in these first couple of verses. God is pleased in our dependence of him. It pleases him. It pleases him every time we express radical dependence upon the Lord. You've got an opportunity, something that there's a financial need. Listen, if God calls you to it, God's going to pay the cost for that. Recently here at Open Door, we went through the book of Jonah. If God calls you to it, he's going to pay the cost. Now, if it becomes our agenda, guess who's going to end up paying? It's going to be us. Jesus is saying, hey, you have totally lined it up this way, Father, that we would be dependent on you. Dependence on God is a good thing. Just take that little part. God may reveal somebody to you for you to text that to and say, hey, you being dependent on God, that's a good thing. Thank you. We all benefit from you being dependent on God. We are so thankful that you are desperate. That was me texting them, by the way. That's old school texting for those of you. I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, like the best thing that I can do for my daughter is be dependent on God. The best thing that I can do for my daughter today is be desperate for God to help me. The best thing I can do for anybody here at Open Door is for if there's one guy walking around here who is dependent and desperate, I'm going to let that be me. And everybody's going to benefit from it. Everybody's going to benefit as long as I stay desperate. Now, if I start walking around here and I think that I have ministry figured out, I think I've got counseling figured out, I think I've got the way that everything goes figured out, that is going to be a recipe for not only me, but it's going to affect everybody around me as long as I'm like, nope, I'm wise enough, I'm capable enough, got it figured out, I've been doing this long enough. Absolutely not. Guys, we cannot do that. We absolutely cannot do that because God has created us to be connected with him in such a way that dependence and desperation is something that we live out every day. We can't afford it. Excuse me. We can't afford it. We have to be desperate. We have to be dependent. It's the way that our faith gets expressed. All right. Verse 27. Isn't that great? I'm so glad we've got through the first couple of verses. Verse 27. Jesus says, my Father has entrusted everything to me. Everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now here, let's pause for a minute, because this is where some heaviness in the ecclesia, in the church, as I've been able to see how 2026 has gone, this is where some of our anxiety has come out in the church, because we begin to get anxious the less information that we have. We need information about this opportunity. We need information about this financial breakthrough. We need information about this person. We need information about what's going on. We need information about this country. We need information about this city. We need information about this. Listen, a recipe for our anxiety to increase is whenever we don't have information. And Jesus is spelling out and he says, hey, listen, you actually don't need to have anxiety about that, because if you want to know the Father, look to me. Nobody knows the Father truly except Jesus. So if you want to know what the Father is like, look to Jesus. The same way is that if you have questions about Jesus, look to the Father. The way that it's designed. Yo, there's a couple of things about being a follower of Jesus that I think we've only scratched the surface. I really do. I think we've only scratched the surface in terms of what actually took place on the cross. I think we've just barely scratched the surface. I think there's so much going on that we don't even know.
I think we've scratched the surface on what Jesus's burial was like. I think we've scratched the surface on what happened in the tomb. I think we've scratched the surface on the resurrection. We believe all those things are true. We've put our hope in Jesus, but I think we've only scratched the surface. And one thing that I still think after thousands of years of this, that we've only scratched the surface is how connected the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are. I think we've only scratched the surface on that, which is so cool. And Jesus takes a minute and he says, hey, listen, those of you that you feel like things are being hidden from you, it's possible that the reason you feel like you haven't figured out the next step is because you're trying to figure out instead of asking God to reveal it to you. If you think it's about your wisdom and your cleverness, that could be why you're missing it. If you're going to get desperate and you're really going to get dependent. Guys, one of the best things that can happen in our lives, Jesus is saying this, one of the best things that can happen is that we get really desperate and dependent for Jesus. If there's a heaviness that's increasing in your life, I would just call you, pastor hat off, brother in Christ on, just get more desperate for him. Not more desperate for you to figure out why things are heavy, but just get more desperate for him. You'll be okay. You really will. You'll be okay. And that's not my promise. That's Jesus' promise. Here we go. Verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. You got a heaviness today? This is not a cliche phrase that we throw around. You've got a burden in your life. You've got a heaviness. It's not a cliche. Jesus is not just one option for you to choose from. Jesus is not just one option for me to choose from in what I do with the heaviness that's in my life. Jesus should be the only, should be the best option for each of us to go to him whenever we're feeling heavy or weary. And this is why. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Not show you how to come up with it on your own, not show you how to design it, not show to how make the weight less weighty. You come to me, bring the heaviness to me, and I'll give you rest. We're going to go into some practical ways that you can do that in a minute. And I hope that those will be a blessing to you. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart and you will find rest for your soul. Let's get into one of the practical things. And it's right here in the text. It's actually right here in the text. And I've seen so much breakthrough in my own life for this. I've seen so much breakthrough, not just in teenagers, but people my grandparents' age, of any age. Y'all, can we pause for a minute and look at one specific part of verse 28? Ready? So Jesus says, come to me. We just talked about that part. But look at these next three words. Again, this is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 in the New Living Translation. Come to me, all of you. Okay, you might be wondering how that gets practical because many of us have heard this verse. Y'all, this is a 2026. I'm not saying I'm the first person that's heard this. I'm not saying I'm the first person who's thought about it. I want to share with you some of the heaviness that I've had in my personal life, in my private life, which has come out in my public life in 2025 and 2026. This next phrase, these words, all of you, that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, I want to share this with you because practically there's a real powerful thing that Jesus says, and this is what it is. I have always read that verse to mean, hey, any of you, no matter how many different people, if there's hundreds of you, then hundreds of you come. If there's thousands of you, then thousands of you come. No matter what anybody, then all of you come. What if, here's my question for y'all. What if whenever we are carrying a heaviness, whenever we are burdened by something, what if Jesus' invitation is for us to hit pause, practically hit pause in what we're doing, and do an evaluation and ask him to reveal to us if there's any part of us that has not gotten on board yet. Y'all, the number of times that I have a heaviness and I walk with a heaviness, like praise God for very understanding people here at Open Door, because if the Lord draws my attention to something, there's a chance that I may not smile for several hours. And that's a recipe. Whenever you're as connected as we are, people automatically assume, most tend to, that something is wrong. And it's not just that something's wrong. It could be that something right is happening. I'm finally seeing something clearly for what it is. But what I've started doing, and I've seen so much breakthrough in my walk with Jesus in this, is that there are times where I'm like, Jesus, you have my heart. That part, you own this. Jesus, you know you own my heart. You know you own this. You know you own these. Whatever you want me to do with my hands, wherever you want my feet to go, Jesus, it's all yours. And y'all, there's become this pause where he's like, Ryan, I know that I've got your heart. I know that I've got your hands. I know that I've got your feet. I want to know if I've got what's between your ears. Do I have your mind? Is it a whole lot of you thinking? Or are you getting on board with how I think about the situation? Are you starting to think about the hopeful part of this, or are you still thinking about what it is currently? Ryan, with your mind, are you still thinking about everything that you've lost? Or are you thinking about what I've given you right now and what I want to give you in the future? Like, it is something so much more for us to think that we could give Jesus 90% of what he's given us and think that that's enough. When right here in Matthew chapter 11, it's very obvious that Jesus is saying, hey, you need to come to me, but I want you to come to me with all of you, not just part of you. I want the whole thing. I want the part of you that you think you've cleaned up enough to be a great offering for a king. And I also want you to bring the part of you that you think is so messy that me as your king can't make it right. I want all of you. What if when Jesus is saying, come to me, all of you. Ryan, I know that I own your heart. If your head is heavy, if your head is weary, I want all of that too. If you've had something in your life that's broken, I want you to bring it to me. I want you to bring all of you. And then you let me speak to it. And that's what he says he'll do. They carry heavy burdens and I will give you rest. Y'all, can I be very honest with you? There are times in my life where my heart has been at rest. My hands have been at rest. My feet have been at rest. My purpose has been at rest. But my mind has not been at rest. And he's saying, Ryan, will you bring all of who you are? Bring all of that to me and watch the rest that I can give you. Watch what I can do with the rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart. Y'all, I want to pause right here on this study, and I want to pause at this verse really specifically for one really important reason. The number of people that I meet weekly, the number of people that I'm in community with, where the big thing that we are after is we want to know what God's heart is for fill in the blank. We want to know what God's heart is for this country, for this person, for this family, for this city, for this opportunity, for this financial breakthrough. God, we want to know your heart. We want to know your heart. Jesus, we want to know your heart. Maybe you've heard people pray that before. I have. The churches I grew up in as a kid and as a teenager, being at Open Door, that's a common prayer. I would say that's like common prayer. Jesus, show us your heart for this. Y'all, please don't miss this in this Bible study today. Look, if we want to know what Jesus' heart is like, shouldn't we pay attention to what Jesus actually says his heart is like? So many of us. Y'all, we teach our students this. Hey, if it's red letters in your Bible, red just like the stop sign, just like a stoplight, if it's red, slow down. If you're seeing red, slow down. Let's slow down and read what Jesus says in red about his own heart. Okay? I've been around y'all for several years now. Many of you probably already caught it. Maybe you're like me and you need a second time. Look at this. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart. Y'all, if we want to know what Jesus' heart for something is, we need to go straight to this verse, the verse where Jesus tells us about his own heart. Look, y'all, as our Savior, as our shepherd, he is going first. He's saying, you bring your heart to me, but as you bring your heart to me, let me go first and tell you what my heart is like. Because whenever you come to me and tell me what's going on in your heart, I already know, but let me tell you what's going on in my heart. My heart is humble. My heart is gentle. It's a great reminder for us in Bible study today that know that whatever heaviness we're carrying, whenever we take it to Jesus, the heart that we are going to be met with is that he is humble and gentle. Not a great reminder? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Y'all, practically the way that we're going to end this, I want to share with you a tool that I use on a daily basis. I started this in 2016 whenever my daughter was born, whenever we were in the hospital, whenever she was born, I started doing this. And this has been a daily practice, a daily way of me connecting with God's heart. You know, one of the things that I'll do every morning, and I will be honest with you, there's sometimes whenever I'm traveling, that travel schedule has prevented me from doing this, but that's really been the only thing that's prevented me from doing this. I will get up in the morning, and part of my time with the Lord, I recommend that coffee be present. I recommend that you hydrate and have a cup of coffee as well, but pick your favorite, and I will make a list of everything that I woke up with that still feels heavy. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I get rid of all the heaviness before I go to sleep. There's some times where personally I go to bed and my heart and my head is still heavy and I just trust him with it. But in the morning, I will take a pen, I will take paper, and I will make a list of everything in life that just feels heavy, that has a heaviness to it. Well, Ryan, how do you know what goes in that category? Anything I'm confused about, anything I don't have accurate information for, anything that I feel like is causing some anxiety to come up, anything that I'm fearful of. And real quick, if you want to make two different categories, y'all, anxiety is having a thing about something that could happen. Fear is something that you're actually faced with. Many of you already know this. Whenever you're fearful, you're actually being stared in the face at something that you either have to decide to fight, to run away from, or to just totally freeze. That's what fear is. That's the way I was taught. That's the way you look through everybody who got fearful in the Bible. When the fear part came out, they either ran from it, they either decided to fight, or they just froze. Anxiety is different. See, fear will totally address a problem that's right in front of you that you're faced with. Anxiety will create something that hasn't even happened yet and may never happen. So I will make a list of those things in the morning. I will take all of the heaviness, all of the confusion. I will make a list. And as I pray, I will just come and say, Jesus, I don't know everything that's going on in my heart. I don't know. You do. Psalm 139, search my heart and know me. If there's anything going on in there, draw it out. Lead me along the path of everlasting life. Draw these things out that I don't even know what's going on. Y'all, Matthew chapter 11, these verses 25 through 30, are an incredible invitation from Jesus for us to daily be dependent, be desperate, and be descriptive in what's going on in our heaviness and taking it to him. Be assured, y'all, each day whenever we take the things that are heavy, we can know that we have a Savior who is very present, who has lived as a human being, who knows what Mondays are like, who knows what end of the work week is like, who knows what saying yes to the opportunities that Father God is like, who knows what travel schedules are like, who knows what's needed. And Jesus lived this out as he took every heavy thing as a friend of sinners. As the man of sorrows, he took all of his heaviness and he took it directly to the Father. Guys, God bless you. I know that you'll be able to take your next steps faithfully as God leads you to take the heaviness straight to him. I know that you are also going to become aware in a new way that there may be parts of you that you have withheld in your heaviness because you've been trying to figure things out on your own. And I pray for you. And in Jesus' name, I declare that there is a newness coming to our community where we will be more dependent and more desperate for Jesus than ever before. I hope that you've enjoyed this study going verse by verse. There's so many more great parts of the Bible. And so if you've enjoyed this and you would like for us to bring you more Bible study, isn't that great? Y'all, God is speaking. And one of the ways that God's voice is heard is through his word. And so anytime we pause to read his word verse by verse, we can be assured that he's speaking to us. I want to remind you that God's word is living and active. And even as we close this, you can continue your Bible study. You can open up to any of the 66 books, ask for Holy Spirit to help you understand what it is that you're reading, and know that God's word is living and active. And anytime you read it, God is speaking and Holy Spirit can help you to understand that. Guys, God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing. If you have any prayer requests, you have a heaviness that you've been come alive to in a new way, aware of in a new way, you realize that maybe that's you, like me, where you get to, you realize, God, you have my heart, you have my hands, you have my feet, you have these parts, But my head, God, I've been trying to figure it out. If you'd like for somebody to pray for you, give us a call, 877-413-0888. And hey, if the only thing that you say to them is, hey, I need to pray with somebody, I'm feeling really heavy, will you pray with me? Hey, the people that work in that call center, I spend time with them every Tuesday. That team, if that's all you say is, I feel heavy, I would like for you to pray for me, that will be enough information for them to pray with you. Guys, God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you soon at one of our events. Let us know how you're doing. Prayer requests, praise reports. And until then, we'll see you next time. God bless y'all.